Why are situationships a thing? Why are we okay with them? Why are they being brought up but not canceled? Can we talk about that?
Hey, welcome to Be Yourself by Yourself, the place where embracing solo living becomes our new norm. I'm Jadalyn Franco, and if you've ever spent nights scrolling, wondering how to fill your days with joy by yourself, I might be with you. I used to think I needed others to make life more fulfilling, but I found a whole new perspective to enjoy living alone. Join me as we explore real stories, practical advice, and discover a community that gets it. Together, let's turn solo living into the highlight of our 20s. Are you ready?
Hey guys, this episode will be a little bit shorter, but I want to focus on situationships and just being able to have a relationship with yourself, because honestly, if you're unable to, that's why it feels okay to have a situationship. And if you somehow don't know what that is, it's okay. But a situationship basically is where two people are hanging out in what looks like a relationship, but without that title, because one of them doesn't like the other as much as one of the people in the situationship do, or one of them is just one of those people who's afraid of commitment and doesn't want the label, doesn't want that commitment. Either way, one person likes the other person more. It's not an equal liking in this situation. It's not a relationship, but it acts like one. And I know, because I've been in like two or three situationships. I've been, unfortunately, on both sides where I'm the one who likes the other person more and where the other person liked me more, but I was not down for it. But let's get into it. Again, the reason I don't like situationships so much and why no one should is because they're unhealthy. You're acting like you're dating. You're going through all these phases together. You're going on dates. Your parents might know about each other. Like, I've been in a situationship where the guy's parents knew about me. He showed them pictures of me. This has been multiple times. So if anyone's listening, I'm trying to voice it in a way where you can't tell. So even if you think this is about you, it's probably not about you. Please don't hit me up. Anyway, you're acting like you're in total relationships. Your friends know about each other. You're hanging out with each other's friends. I've gotten to know the guy's like girlfriends or his friends' girlfriends, and we all hang with each other. The boys talk and we get to know about each other. And like in almost every situationship, they're always like saving a toothbrush for me for when we like stay the night. Like, what? Those instances where you hear about like, guys give like a girl a drawer. I've had that, and we weren't even dating. Again, situationship. This is so unhealthy. You know how embarrassing it is to have a friend come up to you and see you with a guy and be like, oh my God, he's cute. Are you guys together? When did this happen? And you have to be like, yeah, no, we're not dating. What? And you just have to explain, oh, we're just hanging out with each other. And then again, they'll continuously see you two together and still ask, are you guys dating? And you have to say no. How is that okay? After these experiences, that's embarrassing. I never again want to have that conversation with someone. No, thank you. And it's also embarrassing in a personal way because, again, these relationships are unhealthy. You're getting to know each other on such a personal level because, again, you're acting like it's a relationship. I've had dudes cry in front of me. I've cried in front of dudes. Like, you're getting so vulnerable with each other to the point where it feels like a whole new relationship when it's done so much about someone and then they just become strangers again. Like, what do I do with this useless information? And I hate knowing that dudes out there know so much about me, again, when we weren't even in a relationship. Ugh, this is such a hard episode. So if we know these aren't healthy, why stay? Why do we do this? I honestly think it's because it's like a built-in friend, someone who you're going to hang out with this weekend. If you have nothing to do, you guys are going to hang out. You're talking constantly. You're getting to know about each other. It's like you guys are becoming best friends. And who doesn't want a new friend, especially someone who you can get that close with? But it's unhealthy. I know I've stayed just because I was comfortable with the situation. We were getting to know each other. We were having fun, staying friends, doing stuff together. Again, getting free dinners. Why would I want to leave that? Because I didn't have the self-worth to know that I could make myself happy. I didn't need someone else to create that happiness for me. And maybe it's not the same for you, but I can know now that's what was happening with me. I didn't know when to walk away or even why I would walk away. They have no obligation to do anything for me, nothing. And that's a sucky feeling, not being able to call them out or complain or like want more from them because they have no obligation to. So I had to learn to start recognizing these moments more and give myself the courage to just stop, because I've been in real relationships where I know it's ending, I know we're going to break up, but I'm too scared to initiate it. Even though it's as easy as saying, I think we need to break up, but it's not that easy because you know what comes with it. There's whole conversations, the feelings, a lot goes into it. It hurts, especially if it was real. Even if you've lost those feelings, that's a whole friendship, relationship, support system you're losing. And you may never talk to them again. That's a sucky feeling. That's hard to go through. How do you step out of a situationship? How do you know to? You'll know when to. It's just that you don't choose to accept it. You find those red flags and you turn them into green flags, or you tell yourself, oh, I'm just giving myself the ick too soon. I need to give it more chances, this and that. You can realize, like, when I go back to moments, I can literally imagine them in my head, and I know what was going on in my head, like almost word for word, but I was ignoring it because I wanted to stay comfortable. But comfortable wasn't actually comfortable. It wasn't healthy. So I needed to walk away. So say you've recognized when to walk away from that situationship. It's no longer serving you, or maybe you think it is, but it's not in that healthy way. So you need to leave. How do you bring that up? How do you step away? Because I've been trying to stop ghosting people because I've done that in the past and then it's happened to me. And obviously I didn't like it. I honestly don't think that's the way to go, especially in my cases. These have all happened while I'm at college and I'm at a university, but it's not that large. So I knew I was definitely going to be seeing these people again, and I didn't want it to be in that way awkward. Even though no matter what, this was going to be so weird because, again, we're not in a relationship. So it could be just as easily embarrassing for them to be like, okay, I don't care. They could just block you. There's so many things that go into it. And that's why it can be so nerve-wracking. Mine worked in a way that we were so vulnerable with each other because I seem to have a type for the sad boys. So I always was someone who was their support system to help them. Again, even though I wasn't even their girlfriend, but I just can't help wanting to help people. So I started out saying that I didn't want to continue the situation we were in, but that they could reach out to me if they ever wanted to talk to someone or ever needed something to get off their chest, but that I wanted to move on. And that's the basis of what I said. And then it always ended up in these long conversations. Ultimately, they had no problem with letting me go, because if they tried to rebuttal it, I would just say, I'm sorry, I want to be in a relationship. Obviously, this whole time they haven't been. What's going to change now? So it ends. And with most of mine, we've talked like a little bit afterwards, but I never let it be the same amount as before because, again, I wanted them to know it's over. Like, I'm not doing this anymore. And I'll be honest, when they end, whether it was from me or there was times where like he ended it, it still hurts. It feels like the end of an actual relationship, because if it was from your side, like you had those feelings, it was still real. Again, that's why they're so unhealthy, because you have these like possibilities in your head where you feel like you could have had a relationship, even though you knew the whole time like it wasn't going to happen. Because if it was going to happen, it would have happened. Again, if he wanted to, he would. So I had to do a lot of self-reflection and things to feel the emptiness after a feeling like that. For me, when stuff like that happens, it changes everything. You go from talking to someone all the time to almost not talking at all. I'd find myself like, oh, I should send him this. And then, oh, wait, nope, not anymore. So I had to find myself again, be comfortable with being alone with myself, because that's what it felt like. It felt like I was so alone after all of that. There was times where I felt like I had to like play music constantly or have the TV going just to fill up noise, because it felt so quiet. Which is, it's so weird that happens, but I had to learn how to move forward. And for me, I had to give myself things to do. I had to stop just watching TV or scrolling through TikTok so much, where you get those notifications telling you it's time to stop scrolling. So some things I did was just plan things for myself. I would say, hey, tomorrow I'm going to go shopping, whatever. And when I do stuff like that, like I make it a whole thing where I'll get good sleep, I'll wake up, and then I'll spend a good time like getting ready, dressing cute, just dressing to go out. And then I'll go shopping, give myself like a little self-care budget of an amount that I can spend on myself on things I normally wouldn't buy, but I know I need right now because, you know, retail therapy, and just try to make a whole day out of it. Because I can spend a lot of time shopping and then afterwards getting dinner, lunch, whatever time it is. And then another thing, I like to buy books because I'd rather read than watch TV. Sometimes they can be almost healthier for me in the way that like I can finish a book faster than a TV show. And I still have the same investment, but with TV shows, for some reason, I can't watch the last episode. There's so many shows where I just haven't seen the ending. I don't know how it ends. Like I have an idea of how it ends, but I don't want to see it. I don't want it to end. And I don't know why. I don't know. I like books better than shows, but there's a different emptiness with finishing a show than a book for me. Honestly, that just depends on you. And some other things are as simple as I literally will go like buy a little arts and crafts thing. Like I'll find a TikTok of like a cute necklace I want, and I'll literally go buy every little thing from like the thread to the beads to the clamp and whatnot. Or it could be like buying a Lego set. Or sometimes I just make it a day to go buy myself some flowers type of thing. Because sometimes, again, that quietness, like I just want to stay in bed. I don't want to do anything. Like it's almost like a big change happens in your day-to-day life. Again, going from talking to someone every day to not talking to them, not being able to like bring up things that you might want to and share things. Like it's over and it needed to be over, but it still hurts. So it's just filling that little void for the little period where you're in that transition of getting used to not having them around anymore. And then, of course, replacing that communication, going back to your friends. I know sometimes in situationships, I've seen people only focus on their situationship and kind of forget their friends. And then when it's over and they want to go back to their friends, it's like you left them and now you're just coming back because they're gone. It's not really cool. Thankfully, I've never had that before. Don't forget your friends. They're always going to be there for you. I know it's sappy, but it's true. I think we've all been there. And just planning more things with them, but remembering not just to fill up the time just to ignore it. Because that's like when you think about your fight or flight response, that's a flight response to, you know, avoid the problem and avoid your feelings by filling up your day. I know I've done that before. And it can be harder to realize, but, you know, something I do is I love music, so I'll just go for drives. I'll, like, let myself get my sadness out, listen to some sad songs, but then I make myself, like, have a limit where either after a certain amount of time or after I finally got a cry out or whatever, then I have to play uplifting music or anything that's just not sad or not my specific sad playlist that I know will make me cry. You know what I mean? And then, of course, just using the time that you have with yourself again to make sure you're healthy. I've been in a situationship where I used to do way more for myself, working out, going on walks, and then I replaced that time to hang out with them. So I lost that. And I was honestly so happy to get that back. I felt so much better. So it just shows how, you know, important it is to know yourself and know what makes you happy. Like I saw a TikTok that talked about naming the song that makes you happy. No matter what situation you're in, if you played that song, you would instantly smile. Now, I don't know the answer to that for myself yet, but maybe you can think of it for you and it can help you. I'm not saying it's impossible. I just haven't really given that much thought to what that song would be for me, but I know I definitely have one. I just need to actually think about it. And if you aren't sure, that's totally okay if you don't know what works for you. It's just taking the time to figure it out. Maybe you need the change of scenery where you need those walks, or you need more time for self-reflection, or maybe you just need to, you know, go buy a coloring book and let your mind just run without kind of thinking, with the distraction of drawing, letting your mind run free type of thing. Or maybe you do need to totally distract your mind with something else, and you need to read or watch TV. But again, with all of that, it's just knowing your limits and when what you think is healthy isn't becoming healthy for yourself. Take care of yourself. And if you have any funny stories of when you were in a situationship, I would love to hear it. And you can share that with me over on our Instagram page, the Be Yourself By Yourself Instagram page. The @ is @ yourself, BYBY, because Be Yourself By Yourself was already taken, unfortunately. And that was the best thing I could come up with to name the Instagram. But I hope you never find yourself in a situationship again. Because if you do, the way I see it, that's you signing up to be in an unhappy and unhealthy relationship with someone else and with yourself. Because the whole time you're in that relationship, you're having to remind yourself that it's not as real as you think. And you're having to actually think about holding back so that you're not giving them your all. And if you are, oh man, I can't imagine how it feels to end that. So just don't do that to yourself, because you deserve better. You deserve to be happy and to be able to do that by yourself. Hello again. Thanks for listening in to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, I would love if you could take a quick second to share this with anyone you think should listen in. Also, don't forget to follow our Instagram @ yourself.bybby. It really means the world to me to know you're listening in. I'll be back next week with a new episode for you. I'm glad you could make it.